This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through a rainy Thursday on The Usual Suspects. We got two in the books. We got an hour still to go. 60 minutes on the clock. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. It's all right here. ESPN 97.5. As we tell you about this time in the show, if you missed any portion of it, go to ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab at the top of the page where it says Usual Suspects. You can catch up on the hours that you missed and the Feral Hog talk and Sigmund Bloom and all of the things in between, including the Astros announcement today that Reed Ryan is going to be reassigned. Nolan Ryan is stepping away from the organization. And that Jim Crane's son is going to be basically replacing Reed Ryan with an executive committee.
Does that mean no more Nolan Ryan steak at Minute Maid Park?
Ooh, a lot of it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, right?
I would imagine that whatever contract they had with him would exist until it expires, and then...
I mean, look.
Look, even if Nolan Ryan is mad at the Astros, wouldn't he want that contract still?
I would think so.
He would love to have the contract, but here's the thing. Like we were talking about, when owners buy the teams, they have the prerogative to put their children in positions. They also have the prerogative, if you look around both stadiums, and Nick, you know this, going to as many games as you go to, they have the prerogative to take their other businesses and give them as much advertising as possible. So therefore, out on the outfield wall, you see all of Crane's business dealings out on the wall. At Toyota Center, the food becomes... supplied in the media room and otherwise by Landry's and the Landry's restaurant groups that Tillman's involved with. The media day is held at Tillman's hotel in the Galleria instead of other places. It's part of that's their prerogative. They own the team.
I think there's got to be, you're going to have to do something, right? Because Nolan Ryan's stakes are, Nolan's leaving. And he's taking his meat with him. And you can't go with Earl because he's racist. So you can't get Earl Campbell's sausage in because Earl's racist now. So you can't. So I don't know. Maybe Harden needs to come up with a meat product. And then you could have like James Harden shish kebabs or something. I don't know what you do. But somebody needs to step up with a meat product that can be sold at the Astros games.
I just thought that was a funny question. I didn't expect this thing. I didn't expect us to go that deep into it, but I was pretty impressed with how...
Is the steaks good? Did you like his meat? Was it good?
I did like his meat.
You like Nolan's meat?
I did like Nolan's meat.
In your mouth?
Is it tough or is it soft?
It was a good soft meat.
It was soft.
Texture?
All right, we got Dale on
good
that.
Good soft meat by you Nolan
want to,
Ryan.
You want to go to...
Oh, Dale wants to talk Nolan Ryan. Dale, have you ever tasted Nolan Ryan's meat?
No, I don't believe I've ever got on Nolan Ryan's meat.
Well, I didn't say get on it. I just asked if you'd had it.
That's a whole other level right there.
Boy, I don't know. Hey, I don't know how you eat steak, but I think that's the wrong end, buddy.
Hey, I got a little history lesson for you.
Okay.
You remember Nolan Ryan used to be with Texas Rangers and advising them over a lot. When he left, they went down to the tanks. Then he came to the Astros, and the Astros have got just kicking butt everywhere. Now Nolan Ryan's leaving the Astros. Where are we going?
I don't know. Like I said earlier, Dale, appreciate the call. I don't know that Nolan Ryan has had a ton to do with it. I'm sure there's certain things he brings to an organization. I give a ton of the credit to Jeff Luhnow. I give a ton of the credit to the scouting department and to A.J. Hinch. If I'm going to pick three spots to start with, it's there.
That's the baseball side.
Yes.
Dare I say, from a business standpoint, what Nolan Ryan was to baseball, Reed Ryan is to the front office of a professional sports team. He knows it. He gets it. He's been in it his whole life. So I was going to say to you, the worst case scenario for Astros fans is that Reed Ryan and Nolan Ryan go to the Rangers with the new ballpark and all they got going on, and they get those guys involved. Because, look, on the baseball side, especially from a pitching perspective, it's hard to not want to get advice from Nolan Ryan. But on the business side, you're doing pretty well if Reed Ryan has got input on your marketing and all the different things you do from a business perspective. So, look, this is going to be a really interesting offseason for the Astros in a lot of ways, obviously with Cole and free agency and all the numbers that Barry said they've got to juggle from salaries and otherwise arbitration. But it's also going to now be interesting in the front office. And look, now all eyes are going to be on Jim Crane. Not that he doesn't have to worry. He has nothing to worry about because he hired his son and he owns the team and he can do whatever the hell he wants.
Sure.
But in the court of public opinion, you're not going to be able to deflect everything if they don't. If they start slipping up. Because this slip up in the playoffs and the Verlander slip up, and now you do all this, if you don't come out looking great and shining in the front office and from a business perspective this year, this coming up year, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be coming at you.
I mean, I think that was going to happen regardless, and I agree with you. I just think it was going to happen regardless. But maybe Jim Crane is like, look, this is the year. If we're going to change things up, you know, this might be the year. There's going to be a struggle to re-sign Gerrit Cole. It may not be the same pitching set that they've had in past years. You know, it just might. I'm not saying he's giving up and that the Astros are not going to be competitive, but maybe this is the time to do it. Maybe that's what he's saying. I'm not saying that's right.
But a lot of guys have timetables. They buy the team and go, you know what? First 3 or 4 years, we're going to let it play out. And then in year 4 is where I want my son to take over. Because I'm telling you, I think Tillman has a similar plan, that his son in his early 20s is the heir apparent to running the franchise. They said they want to, and Barry, what you were saying earlier, a lot of these families want to keep it, and Tillman said he wants to keep it in the family forever. So that means that at some point, Tillman's going to pass the torch. So why not groom your son on the day-to-day so that he can be the president and then eventually take over at some point?
Yeah, it's hard to know. I mean, I could see where these guys... You know, you buy these franchises and you spend so much money on them and you want to keep them in the family forever. But that's an assumption. Maybe they're just shrewd businessmen and they want to flip it for a profit. And I'm sure the Astros, even if Crane sold them now, I'm sure they're worth more, a hell of a lot more than they were when Drayton McClain sold them. So especially with a World Series and a strong farm system and a strong roster that they have right now, despite what we've talked about getting added. So it's hard to jump into their mind and figure out some of the decisions that they make. It'll be interesting over this offseason how this plays out with Reed Ryan, and does he eventually just step away or does he stay engaged? They're going to have to figure out what you brought to our attention, his other involvement, and we looked it up in his Round Rock and Corpus. They're going to have to figure that out as well if he is stepping away. Who knows? It's speculation at this point. But this was disturbing. Did you see the picture? And this is, I'm tying all this together with the Astros, so bear with me for a second. Did you see the picture of Tyler White lately?
No.
That dude has lost, no pun intended, a ton of weight.
Really?
He is slimmed up, looking hot and sexy.
There goes all my ammunition.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened. Well, I know what happened, but St. Patrick texted the show. He said, did y'all hear the story about Tyler White, how he had a thyroid issue? And the Astros ignored it. I was like, yeah, I don't know that that's the case.
Yeah.
It is.
Really?
Absolutely
it is. That he had a thyroid issue or that the Astros ignored it? Because that's two separate things.
Both.
Is he talking about it?
So I Googled it, and there's DodgersNation.com had a story, and they have quotes that says, Tyler's girlfriend let us know that he unfortunately has a thyroid issue that makes it tough for him to keep his weight down. He'll work out a bunch in the offseason and struggle keeping it off during the season, being on the road and away from home so much. Quote, the Dodgers knew right away about his thyroid issue, so they gave him the medication and a packet with a diet plan. His old team had known about the problem, but would put off really trying to treat it the right way.
Boy, fellas, things are starting to stack up now.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was trying to tie all this back in together. Look, there might be problems in this front office, and it may not be Jim Crane. Jim Crane might actually, as bad as it looks, where you just watch and go, but we love Nolan Ryan. But we love Reed Ryan. Well, maybe they're the guys to go, hey, toughen up, Tyler White. Stop eating, fat boy. And it's not as simple as that. So you don't know, you know. You just don't know who's really, what's really going on inside that organization. Joel, you know this as well as anybody. And you share with us a lot of the inside baseball, so to speak, that goes on in the front office. But there's a lot the rest of the public never knows about. On the surface, a move might look like it was this guy's fault, but in reality, it was another guy's fault. But that guy's either the fall guy or he steps away. So we don't really know what's going on, but there is a lot of stuff starting to stack up. And it started with Osuna, and then it started with
the Verlander situation.
Verlander, and then Taubman, and now this, and the thyroid issue, and it's, boy.
And then, yeah.
Like, not great.
Yeah, it's not a good look. And again, we've seen this time and time again. You get teams that get on the pinnacle of their sport and they're on the cusp of championships and long-term success, and then one thing kind of opens up a floodgate, and they always say how the mighty have fallen, but sometimes you get so confident, full of yourself or belief that you're invincible, and then something.
And look, maybe Jim Crane is looking at this and saying, you know what? I need to fix this. And that's the moves he's making.
You hope that's the right way, right?
We don't know.
In terms of how the situation plays
out.
There's
two ways, right?
Best case scenario is the owner grabs the bull by the horns and says, we're going to right the ship.
Or it's Reed Ryan and Nolan Ryan look at this and go, this is an awful organization. There's terrible people inside of here. They let Tyler White get fat and didn't help him. All this other stuff. We're out of here. We don't know who this falls on, but
it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out.
I'm sure we'll find out in due time. Guys, if you're not on MyBookie, you need to look into that, especially if you're wanting to get action on football games, basketball games, with the season starting up. There's college basketball, which I know AJ likes to bet on a lot, and you can get tips from him on what to do, and a lot of people make a lot of money off college basketball. But if you're thinking about a place where you want to make all those wagers at, I highly recommend you check out MyBookie. Just go to mybookie.ag, and it's all right there for you. They've got odds on every single game that you want to get action on. They've got more prop bets than any other sports book. They've got everything you could want, and nobody pays you faster. You're going to get your cash when you want it. They're going to verify it you and send you your money. They're not going to give you the runaround. You're not going to wait forever and get a bunch of excuses why they can't send you your money. They're going to pay you. And listen, during football season, if you forget, the Texans started early last Sunday at 8:30 a.m. If you missed that game and you wanted to get action on it, you could have still gotten action after kickoff. That's what MyBookie does. They've got in-game live betting as it's going on. That's really cool. And right now, if you go sign up, they're going to double your first deposit. As long as you use promo code radio, they double your first deposit up to $1,000 in free money. That's crazy. Who's doing that? All you got to do is type in RADIO, and they're going to double your first deposit. Guys, it's a no-brainer. And listen, speaking of no, don't go with a no-name sports book. Go with somebody you can trust. Go with the best, and that is MyBookie. Go sign up right now. It's mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, and we proudly hydrate with C-Force water. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the final hour of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a dreary Thursday in the big city. Cold front supposed to be coming through after all of this rain.
Did I see right the high tomorrow is 50-something?
Yeah, but I think it's supposed to be nice over the weekend, and then it's supposed to get down in the 40s as a high next week.
Oh, I like
Nick,
it.
You are going to be...
I love it. I'm not looking forward to driving to Dallas in this weather, but I love the cold.
Yeah, Nick's I hate everything about the cold. So
Nick's
we've talked
go
about this.
Double puffy jacket. Earmuffs.
You know it.
He's obsessed with you hating the cold.
I am.
I know. I don't know why he brings it up.
He brings it up all the time, but I like it because he's basically making...
Calling me a bitch.
Well, yeah. Basically what he's doing. I had another word in mind, but it wasn't radio apropos. But yes, I'll go with that.
Yeah.
SPCA, you know?
Okay. He's like,
I'm going to wait for one of y'all's vulnerable spots, and I'm going to just attack it.
All right.
I'm going to let one of those hogs right there on your yard, Barry, just... Chew it all up.
Why is it, y'all? First of all, I didn't bring up you not liking the cold.
You just said you.
Why
liked
are
it.
You lumping me in?
You're
with
right.
Him?
I should just.
Yeah.
I should just let the hogs go on.
Like
on
you
house.
Don't stir it up and take. Okay.
All that hate goes his way. I'm over here just minding my own business.
God, I'm going to call you Johnny Jr.
Who?
You are just like a little Granado. You just what? Stir it up and get out of the way, and then
John
blame, yeah.
Granado.
Blame everyone else.
I don't do that. Also, I've never played male golfer, female golfer food. Ever.
Okay.
That would be a new Usual Suspects. Whose meat is this? That would be a good game
Nolan
show.
Ryan.
Nolan Ryan, Earl Campbell.
I'm Nolan Ryan.
If there was going to be, so we know that there's, what would, who would be the likely retired basketball person to have a meat product, right? You got Nolan Ryan beef. You got Earl Campbell's sausage. Who's the basketball guy in this town, and what would it be?
Well, I don't know. Drexler, right, from the barbecue days?
Oh, look at you. I was thinking maybe like Rudy.
Well, you know, I would Rudy, go Drexler Tom from the Drexler's Johnovich barbecue days, and he would have a natural tie-in, because I don't think Dream is going to do anything like that.
No.
With his religion and all that other stuff. Yeah. I don't know how that ties in. I don't think he would do that.
Right. I could see Drexler, but that makes the most sense.
Yeah.
You're right. And it may not be meat, but it could be meat-related, where he would have like a barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Drexler's, and he'd like, you could put me on Nolan's meat. That probably is not a good slogan for that. But no. That would make sense. Okay. We'll do Dynamo next. We'll figure out what former Dynamo. Just kidding.
I couldn't think of it. Honestly, that was a good question, because I could not have. I mean, I would have never even come up with Drexler. So
that was a really good answer, Joel. Good answer. Like, Family Feud.
I would
good
also answer, said like answer. Charles Barkley brisket.
Never had.
Because I feel like Barkley would be like pudding or something.
Nah, dude. When you're that big, you realize potatoes. Anything food wise, you can endorse it, and you'd be like, "Yep, pretty much."
He likes I could see him eating that. Good, yeah, absolutely. Anything but salad.
Yeah, I could see him. Yeah.
Like Charles Barkley, this is my favorite salad. You're a liar. We know that. You are not eating that salad, Chuck. No way. Oh, that would be good. Chuck's ground Chuck.
There you are.
Huh? Who's making millions over here? So stupid.
There's no doubt.
Can we talk real quick about? Where was I driving to? I don't remember. I was listening.
Understandable to, with as many miles as you've been putting in.
I was listening to Soccer Matters, which airs every Tuesday. Oh, I was driving home from the improv. Every Tuesday on this fine station, and I was listening to Glenn Davis talk about the Houston Dynamo, and he kept saying their new coach's name, and it's Tab Ramos. But he said it so fast, or it's Tab Ramos.
I think Tab Ramos is right.
I think it's Tab Ramos is how he was saying it. But he said it so fast that it sounded like he was kind of saying Top Ramen. And I was like, what? That is not the name of the Dynamo coach. It can't be Top Ramen. But I Googled it. It is Tab Ramos. So,
I think he was at the game yesterday, the Rockets-Warriors game, and he took a pic with James Harden.
Oh, yeah?
Glenn did?
No.
Oh, Tab Ramos.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I did know Travis Scott was at a game.
He was.
Was it yesterday's game?
He was at yesterday's game, yeah.
And took a picture with Tillman and several other people, including James's mom. Or just, I guess they did not a picture, but said hello. Because they're good friends, so I'm mm-hmm. sure that they know each other well. Good to see the celebrities showing out. This is very random, so just bear with me here. All right, this is so random, but today I'm driving in, and Brandy came on the radio.
The artist.
Remember Brandy? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Brandy.
Sitting up in my room. Yes. Right? And then what was her other hit song?
Doesn't matter.
Wow, you shut that down fast. But isn't she from Houston?
I don't know about that.
I don't think so.
That's Ray J's sister, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have a whole TV show. They used to have a TV show. Matter of fact, some spinoff of that may still be on the air.
I thought she was born in Houston, though.
That's possible. But I didn't know that, but...
I'm pretty sure that's Ray J's sister.
That is. That's 100% sure.
Okay, there you go.
Fact.
Is it really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know that for a fact.
I didn't know that at all.
She was sitting up in her room,
okay.
Ray J and Kim were in his room.
I really thought that Brandy was born in Houston or raised or lived in Houston. She was born in Mississippi?
She was born in Mississippi. Now, if she's raised in Houston, that's possible. Hometown, Los Angeles, born in Mississippi.
Okay.
Well, according to the
this
wiki.
This is all a terrible... Yeah, look at that. Ray J, Snoop Dogg, and Sasha Banks. I don't know who Sasha Banks is.
How are they related to Snoop Dogg?
So Ray J is her brother. So she's basically an honorary Kardashian.
Oh, man. They get a little crazy. I mean, remember that... The Breakfast Club, literally, they were going to fire Charlamagne, Yee... and DJ Envy from Breakfast Club, which is arguably one of the biggest radio shows in the country.
Besides this one.
Of course.
Yeah.
And Ray J was all messed up on all kinds of drugs, calls into the show, and literally saves the show.
Really?
Yeah. Charlamagne admits to it, too. Like, they were going to... iHeart was literally going to fire them, and then he called in, and it, like, boosted the ratings. And then, his name came in, put some respect on my name, came in, and that helped it, too.
Yeah.
But Ray J was the one who saved the show initially.
So do they just send him a check every month or what? Because they're all super famous.
They have
famous
him on
now.
From time to time.
Yeah. Well, so Ray J is Brandy's brother. Mm-hmm. By the way, her name is Brandy Rihanna Norwood.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg is her first cousin. And Sasha Banks, whoever that is also her first cousin. But it says nothing about living in Houston. And I don't know why I thought she was from or lived in Houston. Because I was going, the whole point I was going to make is, do you think Brandy's disrespected because Beyonce gets all the love, but she was the original from Houston? But apparently not. So this whole thing was stupid.
Good job, Barry.
Thanks.
Way to bring it all together.
Why did I think Brandy was from Houston, Joel?
What gave me that idea?
Because back when she was on Moesha, that's, I remember people talking about, oh, you know, she's, you know, Moesha's from Houston. What? Really? But I went to her wiki page and just searched the page for Houston, and everything that popped up was about Whitney.
Yeah, that's what I just did.
So, all right, that was a complete waste of 4 minutes.
Let me also inform you before you go into any searches, Glenn Davis is not from Houston.
What?
Nor is Tab Ramos.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just letting you know. All right. And a little side tidbit of information that people may or may not know. Glenn Davis's niece.
Yes, we do know that.
We
know
married
that.
Married to Derek Jeter.
Yes.
The whole fourth floor knows that.
She's very pretty. Yeah.
Did
model.
You not hear? Did you used to hear AJ interview him?
No.
Glenn used to go on the Blitz right before his show because, you know, he comes on right after the Blitz on Tuesdays or Wednesdays. It kind of bounces around a little bit, but mm-hmm. he would go on the Blitz to do a preview for the last segment.
Crosstalk?
Yeah. And AJ would, like, so is she really hot? Like, would you, like, he would ask the most, you know, it's AJ.
Right.
And boy, it would make Glenn really uncomfortable and make the whole thing awkward. It was beautiful. And boy, yeah, he'd get after him about that.
I remember that.
Asking about Jeter and gift baskets. It was.
How did it go after the show got over?
Oh, you know, Glenn, man. He is the nicest guy in the world. And he would just roll with the punches and, you know, he's professional.
Yeah.
He's like Charlie. You're not going to rattle him. You're not going to get him to say things he doesn't want to say or do things he doesn't want to do. And when it's all over with, he's going to take the high road and just walk out.
Oh, I've seen him get rattled.
Who, Glenn?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
A couple times. But I do know for one thing, don't ever poo-poo on soccer. Ever. If you want to see Glenn come unraveled. Because I know people in the business that poo-pooed on soccer. And Glenn called up, and obviously Glenn also has a very distinct voice and accent.
Yeah.
Glenn called up and said he was someone else and said he wanted to talk basketball. And the minute he got on, he went nuts about sticking up for soccer.
Nice.
Yeah, that's my man Glenn. He is good, good people. Soccer Matters right here on ESPN 97.5. So make sure you always follow After the Blitz, as Barry said, to find out when that's going on, as well as Patrick Creighton and Late Hits. Because he's part of the late night crew here on ESPN.
That's right.
97.5.
Manny tagged us on a tweet.
Okay.
And it was from Ian Rappaport. Mm-hmm. By placing their starting left tackle, Trent Williams, on the non-football illness list, two important notes. His season is over and the team doesn't have to pay the roughly $6 million left on his salary.
Well, who pays it then?
Oh, that's a good question.
Insurance? The team's insurance policy or something?
Perhaps. But Trent Williams has been placed on the non-injury list, and there's that.
I think from Trent Williams' standpoint, at least it's one more year that gets credit for in the books so that he can
right.
– I would say insurance probably pays it. He gets another year in the books that's off his contract tenure so that he can get out of it quicker, and then they look to trade him in the offseason. Hmm. Because that whole thing is similar to what you were saying about with Tyler White. Yeah, the
right.
Redskins, it was that growth or that tumor –
yep.
That he wanted investigated. He said, you know, could be something serious. They didn't want it. So that's an interesting deal. It's going to be more interesting to see how it plays out in the offseason because you got to believe he's going to be elsewhere.
Yeah.
And someone also let us know that when you're chalking up all the different things that were a bad look for the Astros, they said, what about the initial response to putting up netting along the line?
What was the initial response?
I don't remember that I don't think they took as much heat as other teams that said they weren't going to do it.
Yeah, I mean they were one of the first teams to
said they weren't going to do it, right?
They were one of the first teams to actually do it.
Some of the White Sox, I think.
Yeah, they've been a pioneer in that regard, so you can't knock them for that. And hey, what I will knock you for is if you haven't started planning what you're going to do for the holidays, You better get on it, guys. They are right around the corner. We are into November, so you need to start making decisions, and I have something for you. You need to go to Mark Klein and Klein's Fine Jewelry. Let him help you and look like a hero with your spouse, because like he did for me, he made me a hero with my wife. So, Mark, how are you going to help the people, man?
Well, it doesn't have to be just for the holidays. It could be any time. And so, like, I had a guy today came in, and he was asking me actually about the Christmas at Klein's party, which is coming up on December 20th.
Yeah.
So that ought to be fun. And, you know, he's a regular ESPN listener. And he's like, you know, I hear you on the radio all the time. It's my wife's anniversary. My wife's anniversary. It's not mine. But, you know, 10-year anniversary, he came in. He got some diamond earrings. And I had them in stock. They're ready to go. And he actually came in 2 days ago, and I gave him prices. And he went to a couple different places. He goes, like, man, he goes, I even checked online. Your prices are better than anywhere else in the city. So that's why I come back. And so it's exactly like I say here on the radio. It's exactly like I talk about. My prices are better, so you can compare them. Anything in loose diamonds, diamond pendants, diamond bracelets, earrings. You want to make a custom ring? Well, that's what we do. We make custom rings all the time. So if she has any jewelry or diamonds laying in her old box that she doesn't use anymore, we can make her a ring that's going to be fantastic, and she'll love to wear it. So give us a try. KleinsJewelry.com is my website, or give us a call at 832-316-1388. That's 832-316-1388. That's my cell phone. I'm here all the time. I'd love to take care of you. We're at Fountain View in Westheimer. You drive right in. You pick it out. I wrap it for you. The small store, we manufacture right here in the store, so it's less overhead. It's going to be the best price in the city of Houston.
No doubt the best in the business. Guys, do yourself a favor. Get out there right now or give him a call, 832-316-1388. Mark, we appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
There you go. Mark Klein, Klein's Fine Jewelry. We'll be back right after this.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Usual Suspects on a Thursday in the big rainy city of Houston, Texas. Nick, Barry, Joel in studio at Gal Media. Fellas, once again, the legend of the Gal Media restroom has reared its head. We've said this before on the show. First of all, people aren't very clean here in the way they take care of the bathrooms. But also, in the weirdest scenario ever possible, there are two stalls in the bathroom, and the biggest stall also is the inside of it is the door to the electrical room for the floor. So
I always thought that was an interesting design.
Yeah, very weird. So I walk in, and I go to use the urinal. The stall number two is open. The electrical door is open. There's a guy in the ceiling, one in the electrical closet, and one standing in the doorway of stall number two. While I go to the urinal and start to do my thing, I hear, "Is it long enough?" And the other guy goes, "Yeah, it's pretty long enough." And I'm like, "What? Are you kidding me?" And I'm like, "What's going on here?" And I was about to go, "Hey, quick, what color's my underwear? Because if they're looking, I'm not going to be happy." But then the guy that's in the actual stall is like, "Hey, you got one or two?" I'm going, "What is it? Definitely two. I need two." And I'm going, this is the weirdest scenario ever. And this is in a restroom in a public office setting. It just never gets old in this place.
You should have recorded that.
I'm not. First of all, I didn't have my phone in the bathroom.
Because I definitely was not.
Not watch here. Who's videoing? I just wanted audio recording. Oh,
I thought you wanted video. I thought you wanted video. That's why I only use
live
the
on line one. You want to watch?
That's why I only use the big stall, because the one in the middle. I mean, if you're ever sitting in the one in the middle, then they start going into the engineering room. They can basically see you taking care of business.
But if you sit in the big stall, they're actually in the stall with you when the door opens.
Yeah, you just lock it and they come back when you're done.
You can't do that from the middle stall though.
Oh, you're saying if they get on the ladder.
You're saying overhead, but when the door to the electrical closet is in the second stall, that's a problem.
Let me tell you something right now. If I'm pooping and a man gets on a ladder in either side of the stall I'm in and starts looking down into the stall, you best believe we're going to fight when I'm done.
That's what happened to Joel.
I might fight while I'm pooping. I might actually just poop fight you. Don't. That's just no. Come, give me 2 minutes. I'm on a break. Trust me, it'll be fast. You can wait 2 minutes to do whatever you needed to do. That's just weird.
Don't you also think it's weird for them? Like they call an electrician in to do some work and go, yeah, there. Where's the electrical closet? Oh, right there in the stall. That's awkward.
Oh, yeah, that is weird.
But, hey, just another day.
Speaking of,
yeah.
So Randy McIlvoy is tweeting out now, hashtag Astros owner Jim Crane in a text message. Nolan's future is up to him. His contract as an executive advisor runs through February of 2020. If Nolan has decided to step down, that's his decision. Nolan will always be welcome at Minute Maid Park and at any Astros activities.
It doesn't sound good, fellas.
It does not sound
good. They obviously had a disagreement. What that disagreement is probably going to be revealed later.
You think?
You think so?
Who spills the tea? Was it going to be one of the Ryans? Or is it going to be a source?
No, remember, Reed Ryan is supposedly still with the franchise through, and he's just going to have an executive advisory role next year. If he suddenly is no longer with the franchise and decides, I'm not going to take that role, that's where you might get more truth to this. But, Nick, to your point, the thing is, if you're going to say that there's something that's caused all this, well, one of the lead stories we talked about is when Reed Ryan is no longer your president and the owner inserts his son. That's probably enough.
Wait, though. But do you not see the irony in that? That Nolan Ryan is mad because his son got replaced by the guy that owns the team's son. How are you going to get mad at that? I mean, the Ryans, if we're being honest, they're the kings of nepotism in this state when it comes to baseball. You can't get mad at Jim Crane for putting his son in a position. If you're Nolan Ryan and you helped your son Reed become in that position, that wouldn't make sense.
We need the theme music to Family Feud.
That would make sense.
The Ryan versus the Crane.
It just dawned on me. That would be the dumbest thing ever if he quits because you replaced my son with your son. That's unacceptable. What?
I mean,
that would be ironic.
But I think it's a possibility.
Well, I will tell you this, though. Anytime a country boy somebody from the country just says, we'll just leave it at that. He's pissed about something,
yep.
And somebody did him wrong, or he thinks there's something wrong.
Or his kin.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That something could be within the organization or his kin or whatever. So Nolan's obviously upset. Obviously. We don't know what it is. I'll be interested to see if we hear from him or if there's a source that comes out and who's getting out ahead of the message. Is it going to be the Cranes having, quote, sources leaking stuff, or is it going to be the Ryans that have, quote, sources leaking stuff?
And which PR department is going to put out the first statement?
As the Astros turn.
Right.
Now a soap opera.
Yeah.
Not good.
I feel like the writers are going to try and pry that out of one of the sides first, and that's how the story will eventually build, you know? Because I don't know if they're going to put out in a statement. Like, this is why Noel Ryan left us despite a contract being on the table. Uh-huh. I don't think they're going to put a statement like that.
So that's why you got Berman barking up one tree, and you got McIlvoy barking up another tree. It's not going to go without a stone being unturned.
Right.
Everybody's going to try and dig up every bit of dirt on this they can, because everybody's got a source.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be real interesting, and it's a shame with all the things that they have to do from a baseball perspective this year and all the things they've had to overcome from off the field, that this is now going to be the biggest story around the Astros.
Yeah, that does suck.
And again, of course, everybody in the nation that isn't an Astros fan is using this as ammunition to go out and take their pot shots at the franchise again, too. So we'll see how it all plays out. But it's not a good look when you got Nolan saying that and everything that's taking place today. So we'll see how if there's more truth to come out in the next couple passing days.
My beloved Astros are crumbling from the inside out.
God, you hope not.
Gosh.
But the thing is, look, from an analytics perspective, from a baseball perspective, you know, you've got Jeff Luhnow and you've got good people, but even on that front, you've got to try and overcome the Brandon Taubman thing.
Yeah, that's a big one too.
Right?
That's a real big one. Brother Bear said he had Drexler's barbecue, didn't like it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did y'all ever have it during back in the day?
He complimented the waiting staff.
Yeah, though. He said the staff was great when they were open.
But did y'all have it before it closed?
No.
I did not.
So, because Clyde's mom was literally hands-on involved.
Yeah.
And Clyde took me over there one time, and she was in the kitchen, and I thought it was great at the one time that I had it. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was a really, really nice place. It was called Grooves for a while, and I believe that James Posey. And
James Posey
and Blast Kenny Smith, past. I think, and somebody right. else. Maybe Sam Cassell. But I believe for a while they turned it into Grooves, a nightclub. And then they were leasing it out after that. It's a really nice
Sounds
building.
Like a Catino Mobley thing.
Barbecue, but yeah. No, it wasn't Cat. Cat. And look, as a businessman, Catino Mobley, we can laugh at what he was or wasn't with the Rockets. That dude has had so many successful restaurants, nightclubs, really? And things in L.A. and around the country. Yeah, he's smart.
I would run into him a lot at Belvedere.
Oh, I remember that place.
All the time.
Yep.
Somebody texted and said, I know Barry said he would ignore the text, but thanks for making this dreary day a little better. Y'all really cheer me up. Glad to hear
Thank
that.
Thank you very much.
I love you guys. Best bleeping show on radio. That was Aaron from Baytown. Thank you, Aaron. And then someone texted, stop talking about Nolan Ryan, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. He does not play, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation. Like, there's like five. First of all, you only need one exclamation mark. Second of all, you're not our producer, so shut up.
Third of all, you're a Nolan Ryan fan. We get it.
Yeah, Nolan Ryan is this is a sports topic, all right? You bitch about us not talking sports. Nolan Ryan is sports. Now you're bitching about us talking about Nolan Ryan. Dude, stop. You know what we're going to do? Next segment, it's all Nolan Ryan. Your 15 favorite Nolan Ryan memories within the last 12 months.
I mean, would you rather we talk about
Remember
Billy?
Remember that one time Nolan Ryan sat behind home plate? God, that was so fun. Next Nolan Ryan memory. Remember that one time he moved seats and wasn't directly behind home plate? Really loved that memory.
Next segment, Vern Rule. God. Topic of discussion, along with Billy Doran.
People are asinine that you would think that that's not a topic that would need to be discussed. You've got a team on the brink of two World Series in 3 years and an ALCS in the other year, and you don't think it's a big deal that the Ryans are having a falling out with the Cranes? Punch yourself in the face. But also, when you do that, make sure you download Get Upside, because I want you to make sure you have some money to pay for your surgery. Guys, Get Upside is the play. If you're not using this app, do yourself a favor right now. Go download Get Upside. Put it on your phone. You're going to love this app. I love getting screenshots from you guys where you show me how much money you're getting back, because I know it works, and the listeners that are using it know it works, and myself and AJ and Aaron and Jake and Nick, everybody's using this app here, and we all love it. You're going to love it too, because it's your money. Here's what GetUpside does. You open up the app and you say, hey, I need to fill up the tank in my car, or I need to go buy some food. I'm going to go to Popeyes or Wendy's or Burger King or whatever of the hundreds of restaurants around the city are in the app. And you say, all right, I'm going to go here. I'm going to claim this rebate or this offer. And then you pay for your food or your gas with a debit or credit card. You upload your receipt. And within 24 hours, that cash back offer goes into your account. You can withdraw the money whenever you want. Guys, this is a no-brainer. There's no catch. There's no gimmicks. There's no long-term commitments. You download the app. You start using it. You start hanging onto your money and getting it back. It's that simple. ABC 13 did a story on it. You're going to love it. You just got to try it. So do yourself a favor right now. Go download Get Upside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Always appreciate you taking us on the go in the big city and otherwise. We've got people listening all the way across the country, LA, Colorado, Wisconsin. So we appreciate all you guys checking in too, to tell us that you're listening.
Yes.
The news of the day has obviously been all consuming on the Astros for the most part.
Nolan Ryan is the news of the day. Yes. Nolan Ryan.
How many exclamation marks?
Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark.
Okay. Just want to verify that.
Yeah. Can I ask you something that's possibly sexist?
Okay.
Do you feel like, why are you laughing, Nick? Do you feel like women use the exclamation mark too much in texting?
Yeah, that's what they do.
What
they do.
I'm a one exclamation mark guy. I'm an excited guy. As you can tell, when I you know, just talking. I'm excitable, right? So when I text, I tend to use the exclamation mark a lot. But my wife, it's everything, and it's several of them. And I've noticed that from a lot of my female friends that'll text, it's always just littered with exclamation marks.
That's what they do.
And I'm like, not my wife now, she's a saint, but some of these females, I'm like, lady, I know you. You're not this excited. Like, you're pretty drab and dreary. Why are you adding so many? You're not this happy.
Well, I guess it's because they're so used to doing it, it just becomes second nature.
So they use it. They use it like I use the ellipsis. I use the dot, dot, dot way too much.
I do too.
When I should have used a comma or just ended the sentence and started a new one, I put dot, dot, dot for no reason whatsoever.
Who needs grammar? Who cares about the commas and the
spelling?
Just write it the way you want, right,
yeah,
Barry?
I don't need it. All right.
It's pretty much
you didn't have to. By saying my name. Jerk. I almost cursed. I almost called you an a-hole, but use the actual word.
It'll only be the 37th time you've done that
this month. You're not Joel's not like that. Now, what Joel's problem is,
you don't like that I dot dot dot.
No, not that. Oh. Joel uses speech to text, but he doesn't always
proof.
So you just get some weird ass message from Joel, and I'm like, I know he doesn't drink. So either
that's
he's
a fact. I am
texting,
guilty of doing that.
Or he's had a stroke or something, because I don't know what the hell that message was. And then you'll get another message and be like, sorry, that was speech to text.
Yeah. At least I own up to it when I realize it's happened. Some True. People just let it go, and you're left to just believe this person's just completely.
Yeah.
Insane. I was in the car the other day, and I wanted to text somebody back, and I was like, you know what? Maybe I should try voice text. I'm like, nah, I'm not Joel. Can't do that.
Oh, it's mine.
Just can't do it.
Okay.
You think that's an old person's thing? Is
I
that what
totally
you're saying?
Think that. That's why I'm fighting it off as much as I can.
Right, to using speech to text?
I'll eventually get there. There's no doubt in my mind.
You know what old people will do is they'll have Siri write the note for them. Instead of just speech to texting the note, hey, Siri, take a memo. Like there's some old...
That's assuming they know how to use Siri.
Yeah, well, you just got to say it. But look, we got a text. I asked the question, do females use too many exclamation marks when they text? And the answer via the text line, we do! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark.
There you have it.
Solved.
Shout out, by the way, to our good friend Missy, who listens to the show every day, for dropping off a nice baby gift for Madison today at the station.
Nice.
Friend of ours, Barry.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. Yeah. She texted me and said she was on her way. She had a nice gift for you.
Yeah, very, very nice. So
very
appreciate
cool. Sweet
that.
Lady. Sweet, sweet, sweet.
I did want to mention this to you guys because we've talked about this before on the show. And when we used to have Travis on, he talked about being on the Texans and how they used instead of the bathroom, they just went in their pants a lot.
Yeah.
University of Oregon. And this is there's lots of weird parts to this, but the University of Oregon now has a mobile sideline toilet that collapses after a player uses it, similar to the blue tent for medical injuries. And I tweeted it out earlier.
They got a poop tent.
It's essentially a pee and poop tent that pops up, you do your business, goes back down, and they're saying it's a Nike portable toilet. But get out of here that Nike's putting the swoosh on that.
But where does the poop go?
I don't know because have you seen the video that I tweeted?
No.
All right. So in the video, essentially it's flat on wheels, okay? And then the player hits a button and it basically assembles like a porta potty and the door shuts.
Okay.
But we don't know what's at the very bottom.
So I would imagine there's a little pan down there that'll hold all the hold all the boo-boo and everything. But here's the thing, okay? When they pull up the poop tent and open the door and everyone, 40, 50, 80,000 people see you go in this big-ass green poop tent and you don't come out within 15, 20 seconds, everyone knows you're pooping. Why are you doing that on the field? I'm not doing that. That would be embarrassing.
But better than doing it in your pants or run into the locker room.
This whole team, there's backups for every position. I'll be back. I'm going to go run into that locker room and do my business in private, and then I'll be back out. Now, if that becomes the number one, the whiz tent, okay. But if you had to, I got a boo-boo coach. We'll go in the poop tent. And then you're like, what? 15, 20 minutes, you take a magazine in there? Just sit down, take your phone? What? No. It's right there in front of everybody.
Plus, if you take that thing on the road and you do that in front of the visiting the opponent's fan section.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
They start throwing bottles at you while you're in there. Oh, God,
yes, I was going to say. Not just yelling. They're going to make it a full-blown. Take it to Philadelphia. Take it to Philadelphia in front of that fan base and realize what they're going to throw and do to you.
Toilet paper. I would toilet paper that tent every time it came to town. I would just there and heave toilet paper at it. By the way, Jamie Moore on Twitter said, Barry, when you said, hey, Siri, my phone went, yeah, I'm listening. Sorry about that, y'all.
You've done that before.
I forget, yeah.
We've had that little prank on the show that you did, which
was
fun.
Good times.
And then everybody was bad. And also this, did you see that Mitch Trubisky wants all of the TVs at Halas Hall, which is where they practice in their training room and locker room, turned off because he doesn't want to hear. He doesn't want to hear any more of the negativity around his play and the Bears play, and he wants to be able to curtail it with the team. You know what that comment, that name I was going to call Nick earlier?
Yeah,
yeah, Mitchell.
You think so?
Seriously, toughen up, man. What's next? Load management for you? That's just pathetic. God, face the music. There's not a training room and a locker room in any professional sports team that the guys aren't watching it all the time.
Yeah.
And that's part of the deal. And if part they're the hard on game. You, then play better.
I don't know. Now, let's be honest about this, Joel. If every time we walked in to the bullpen, David Barron was on TV trashing our show, would you want to listen to that?
Yeah, I'd be like, God, at least we're getting there to the point where he's actually at least talking about our show.
Us. Yeah. At least he's acknowledged our existence.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he'd spell your name right.
I doubt
Or at least he'd say it right. I hope. Laminick.
Yeah, he would totally. He'd be like, Barry Laminick. Yeah, Joel Blanc. And
well, he knows
he'd
me.
He'd butcher Nick.
You know, and Nick's buddies too.
Oh, there's no way he's pronouncing my name, my last name. No way.
He'd be like, and Nick Shamalama Ding Dong. Yeah.
Shanana.
He'll add like five syllables.
Yeah, there's no way.
It'd be a disaster.
Mean, your buddy? You can't get him to respect our show even a little bit?
Not my buddy. I said Nick's becoming buddies with him.
Well, you said you know him.
I do know him. I didn't say I'm becoming buddies with him. He had to deal with me all the time when I least wanted to, right?
Yeah.
When Calvin Murphy or someone would say something. Hey, Joel, David Barron, call me back. I'd really like to speak to you regarding the broadcast last night. That ain't happening. Yeah, I'm not calling you back. You can keep trying, but that ain't happening.
You're buddies with him, Nick?
I'm not buddies with him. I'm not.
Us out over here?
I have communicated with him a few times, especially during the World Series.
Buddies.
I haven't raised revealed how angry you are with him in terms of the whole article.
He's not going to care. Buddies. He's so old and senile. He's not going to care if I'm angry with him.
He is kind of old and senile.
Yeah.
Perhaps we should buddy up with this.
He probably still
replacement.
Thinks he writes for the Post. It's like, I wrote my article for the Houston Post. No, David, that's not been around for 3 decades.
Remember
what?
Back in the days of Robert Falkoff.
Wow.
He was the writer back
Herskowitz
then.
Herskowitz. Hand and Robertson. That was when Craig and Kenny Hand.
Dale Robertson.
Or Dale Robertson. Yeah, Dale and
Kenny
Hand and
Mickey Herskowitz.
That's crazy.
And then Robert Falkoff. And then when the Post collapsed, they somehow it was a brilliant idea. The Rockets hired him as the PR guy for it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And by the way, when they used to have him on the radio, Robert Falkoff talking about the Rockets. And you're like, oh, then no wonder why you're a writer. That voice hurts. All right, so we're going to wrap it up and put a bow on it, but we're going to be back tomorrow for an FEF Friday. Don't forget about that. And before we sign off, Nicholas.
Yeah, real quick, I got to tell you about my one spot, Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. So if you like booze, if you like sports, if you like girls and lingerie, I don't know why you have not been to Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. Everything you're looking for in one spot. Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. Tight Ends Sports Bar and Grill on 2502 Gulf Freeway. 2502 Gulf Freeway, right there on 45 by the Best Buy. Let me tell you, the best bar in League City. And guess what? Get made from scratch food served to you by the most beautiful ladies in the city. If you weren't at Tight Ends Sports Bar and Grill yesterday, that's your bad. You know why? The only day they serve chicken Alfredo. Their Alfredo was so good, they only serve it one day of the week. Let me just go through some of these promotions that they have throughout the week. All, mind you, served to you by girls in unbelievable outfits. Tuesday is Tito Tuesdays. Everything Tito's, you call it, is only $5. Wednesday, as I mentioned before, chicken Alfredo, only served one day of the week. Thirsty Thursdays. And did I say Lingerie Fridays? Every Friday, Lingerie Friday, along with a DJ at Tight End Sports Bar and Grill, only on 2502 Gulf Freeway, 2502 Gulf Freeway in League City. Nice cold beer on draft, a ton selection to choose from, and a full bar. And remember, everybody scores at Tight Ends.
ESPN 97.5.